For 24-hour recorded telephone entertainment and information, you're on the Movie Line, brought to you by and for the moviegoers of Southern California. That's right, you're on 761-3330 in Southern California for another week of film-listed, updated information, and categorized fun. What categorized mean? I don't know. You'll have to decide for that one, folks. Hey, you could write to us at Post Office Box 2600, Mount Wilson, California, 91023. This is the tape for the week of June 12th through the 16th of 1983. So let's get in with another great tape with lots of great comments. But first, a word from our sponsor, right after this message. Yeah.
Billy Brown, the smoothest, coolest guy in town. The chicks all seem to dig his jive.
Hey, tell us, Bill, how can we arrive?
It's easy, Jack. Any gal gets sent when you flash a smile by Pepsodent.
You'll wonder where the yellow went when you brush your teeth with Pepsodent.
Pepsodent's new improved formula cleans teeth whiter than ever. Tastes brighter, too. New formula Pepsodent contains IMP. There's nothing else as good at getting teeth white.
You'll wonder where the yellow went when you brush your teeth with Pepsodent.
This is Brian, your roving reporter out here in the far west region of San Fernando Valley in Tarzana, calling to make a comment about a movie I just recently saw. It was made by George Lucas. I'm sure you can all guess that it was Return of the Jedi. I feel it was one of George's best, one of his best films that he has made in the Star Wars saga. I feel that Mark Hamill and Harrison Ford and Carrie Fisher portrayed their roles to the utmost fullest in this particular one. And they did just a great job. And all the characters that Lucas and his associates had created, the different creatures, and just took a lot of ingenious work, I'm sure. And I feel that one of the most disgusting-looking things around is Jabba the Hutt. I mean, it's just disgusting-looking. And, among other interesting little adorable wooded creatures that live in the woods and teeth that are right in the sand, those are some of his best little creatures that he's created. I saw the first Star Wars back when it first came out, and I only saw it once because I figured, you know, that was all there was going to be to it, and I didn't feel it was I didn't feel that it was worth seeing again because I knew that it wouldn't be anything thrilling. But then he came out with The Empire Strikes Back, and I didn't get to see that one because I didn't really have time. And now that he's come out with this one, I wish I had gone to see The Empire Strikes Back. Right now I have Star Wars on videotape, and I just can't seem to watch it enough. And soon I'm going to get to Empire Strikes Back when that comes out. And I just have to say, this movie is excellent. If you don't go see it, you've got to be living in a cave somewhere where there's absolutely no transportation whatsoever. I would even suggest walking a couple hundred miles to get to this movie. I waited online personally for 17 hours, and I feel it was well worth the wait. I would have done it again if I didn't have to go to work the next day. But this movie is a definite must. On a scale of 1 to 10, I would give it a 9.5. This has been a comment from Brian, your roving reporter in the far west region of the San Fernando Valley, Tarzana.
Return to a galaxy far, far away. The next chapter in a continuing Star Wars saga. Return of the Jedi.
Is Darth Vader my father?
Return of the Jedi. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Movie Line callers, Paul and everybody, John from La Habra. And, oh, by the way, Paul, I just wanted to say you did a good job on rearranging my voice on last week's tape. I'll have to learn not to to laugh between, between pauses or whatever. Anyhow, by the way, I'm going to go see Psycho 2 tonight. Maybe. That is, if I don't go to the baseball game. I'm going to go see Psycho 2, and if it's a good movie, we should call back on Side 2 of the tape. Or if it's a bad movie, we will still call back on Side 2 of the tape and give you our review. Oh, by the way, to Jason of Tarzana, your last name isn't Reese by any chance. Because if it is, I might know you. You don't have to answer that question if you don't want to. Anyhow, this has been a comment from John of La Habra. And, Paul, if you rearrange this tape, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you. Oh, I knew it. I knew it. You're going to do something with that laughter. I knew it. Anyhow, talk to you later. This has been John from La Habra, finally let out of his cage. Goodbye.
I mean, come on, John. Come on, John. I mean, what? I mean, what? Come on, John. I mean, what are you doing? What are you talking about? I can't believe that you would actually think that I would be so stupid as to play around with your voice and waste another 15 minutes of my time. Come on, John. I can't believe that you would actually think that I would be so stupid as to play around with your... What? Well, I mean, if I was going to do something like that, I would definitely do it when the person would least expect it. I mean, take my voice, for instance. You think I'd bother? I mean, you know, it would just come at a weird time. Yeah. What? Yeah.
For the next 60 seconds, I'd like to talk to you about a private school for girls. Let me begin by saying, man is a party animal.
Hallelujah.
It is his job to party. Now, I visited the Cherryvale Academy for Girls. And I was very moved by what I saw.
Hallelujah.
My friends, I saw young fellas dressing up in ladies' clothes, putting on lipstick and rouge, just to get inside the girls' dorm.
Hallelujah!
After all, a private girls' school is no place to waste time on homework and study. It's a place to grab all the nookie you can get.
Hallelujah!
Do you hear me now?
Yeah! Uh-huh!
Remember, brothers and sisters, man is a party animal.
Hallelujah!
I urge you to act like one.
Hallelujah!
I urge you to look like one.
Hallelujah!
And I urge you to see private school.
Hallelujah!
Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent.
Hello, this is Bill from Biphone, the computerized directory. Biphone allows people to review movies and tally their votes. Here are the top five films currently playing as of 11 a.m. on Friday. The top film is Gandhi, followed by Return of the Jedi, Raiders of the Lost Ark, Tootsie, and then War Games. Biphone, this country's first electronic yellow pages, is available free to people with home computers. It covers restaurants, movies, and much, much more. To find out how to use it, call area code 213-474-2220. According to Biphone's users, the worst film currently playing is Vice Squad. Other turkeys are Space Hunter, Valley Girl, and Andy Warhol's Dracula. Plan 9 from Outer Space also got poor marks, but it is now being used as a prop for the L.A. Connection Comedy Improv Group, so it should be better. Listen for another Biphone report next week.
Hello. I saw War Games. Interesting, interesting movie. It's not a great movie. It's a very entertaining movie. It had a couple of plot things that were sort of strange. I wondered, at the end, all of a sudden, they had this voice modulator for the computer, and it was the same... It sounded the same as the voice modulator he had in his room. And I don't think all voice modulators sound the same. That I wondered about. And there were a couple of other things that you could sort of stick your hand through as a plot hole. But otherwise, an overall entertaining movie. It's better than Blue Thunder. The plot holes in Blue Thunder you could stick your car through and a couple of boats. But, as I said, Batham has two good films out. And that's all I have to say for now. and goodbye for now from Rich of St. Malik.
Well, thanks, Rich. War Games was an interesting film, I want to tell you. And on side two, I'm going to tell you just what I thought about War Games. Coming up immediately on side two, we've got a preview of Octopussy that you'll be interested in hearing. So hold on to your hats, gang, and let's go over to side two.
This concludes the first part of this cassette. Please turn the cassette over and begin again on side two.